previously on Wake Up, a Slingshot Story.
Ezra, Virginia, and Paul, you are emerging from deep hibernation inside the Odyssey Project simulation facility.
We all know what's at stake. We're trying to save the world. Figuring out how to tap Titan's methane reserves can change everything.
Voices? What would they say?
I don't know, Doc. I couldn't make it out.
I think it's possible you had a nightmare, Ezra.
We'll be simulating the single most difficult maneuver the journey to Titan requires. The slingshot around Jupiter.
Wake up. Wake up. This is just a dream.
Oh. Hey, what are you doing? Jin, leave your harness alone. Jin, stop! Look, we gotta shut down. Jin is trying to unbuckle himself. What the fuck?
This is Wake Up, a Slingshot Story, a three-part podcast event from LA Times Studios, paid for by Bleecker Street and Bluestone Entertainment, in support of the film Slingshot, only in theaters August 30th.
It's been 2 weeks since the death of Odyssey Project candidate Virginia Jin Carpenter. Work on the ambitious program that will send a team of astronauts in search of a solution to the world's energy crisis to Saturn's moon Titan resumes tomorrow morning. An effort to replace Carpenter, who died during a training exercise, continues. Phoebe Weathers, a public relations specialist with the project, spoke to reporters earlier this morning.
How are the other team members coping with the loss?
We are still mourning her loss, but we know Jin would have wanted the mission to continue. Odyssey has always maintained a roster of candidates ready to step up in the event of an emergency. We have to evaluate them relative to the rest of the team, which takes time.
When will the coroner's report be released?
We'll have more for you soon.
Carpenter's wife, Sasha Brown.
Can you shut that off?
Sorry, Ezra.
Hey, kid. Cap, what are you doing here?
Didn't come for the ambiance. Just figured I'd find you. Whiskey, we'll take the bottle.
How are you feeling about tomorrow? I don't know. You know that we were at Annapolis together? Me and Jin? I introduced her and Sasha. Honestly, Cap, she's my best friend. It just doesn't feel right being there without her.
Ever lose anybody on a mission, Ezra?
No.
Well, when we lost Captain Foster on Mars, I was there. Saw it happen.
You know, I heard about it, but I didn't want to ask.
Not something you bring up at parties. We'd been on the surface a month. You know, we were scrapping all the unmanned probes lying around just to keep the lander online. Piece of shit. And there was this Chinese satellite that crashed and knocked us Labyrinthus. Since it had been sitting down in the valley, the dust storms hadn't torn it up as bad.
Ready to roll?
Winds are picking up. Maybe we should wait.
We have to fix the array if we're going to reestablish contact with the orbiter. Let's just get out there, find what we need, and get it done.
Aye, aye, Cap.
There it is. She'll do. Let's pull the boards and break down the array, then get the hell out of here.
Copy that. Storm's getting bad. It's going to kill comms between here and the rover.
Copy. I'll send the winch back down once I'm up. Send us back next.
Copy. Why wouldn't I want to wait by myself in a canyon in a storm on Mars?
Environmental damage sustained.
Captain Foster?
Puncture in suit.
Captain Foster, are you all right?
Oxygen.
My suit!
60%.
Huh?
Where is it? Stay down there, stop.
Oxygen at 40%.
Captain!
My suit!
Damn it, come on!
Additional puncture detected. Oxygen at 10%. Oxygen at 0%.
By the time I got her back to the lander, she was gone. Yeah, that never leaves you. And you can't run away from it. You just gotta find a way to make it count. To Jin.
To Foster. And you had a third on the lander, right?
Shire. Yeah, he's what happens when you don't deal with shit. He lost it, washed out before we got off Mars.
He went crazy.
Couldn't take the stress. As soon as we landed, he left. Dropped all the way out, you know. Moved to the desert or the swamp or the mountains, calming of some kind. I honestly don't know.
Did Jin seem suicidal to you, Cap?
No.
What about Shire? Did he seem like the type who would just snap?
Go home, kid. See you in the pool.
All right.
Hey, check this.
There you go.
Let's hit it.
Have fun in there.
All right, folks. We're busy this morning. A little pool time to get you back in the swing. Just walk to the far end to start.
Copy that, Marco. Come on, kid.
How's it feeling? Muscle memory kicking in?
Sure, just like riding a bike. A shitty, slow bike.
All right, I got a little surprise for you down there. See that patch bay? I need it recabled. Your vitals look a little elevated, Ezra.
Guess I lost a step sitting on my ass the last few weeks.
Come on, kid. I got 15 years on me. Keep up.
Hey, don't listen to Macho Man over there. Pace yourself.
Is anyone else picking up interference?
Negative.
You're both loud and clear.
Who's on headset? What is that?
We'll run a comms check. It'll be dark for a few seconds. Hang on.
Ezra.
Jin? What?
Wake up.
Ezra, what's going on? Ezra!
Please!
Let's get him out. Now, move.
I don't know what it was. I mean, it was. Look, I heard Jin's voice, but that I know it. That's not. It's.
Ezra, it's all right. I know this is difficult.
I just feel like it doesn't make any sense. I still don't understand why Jin would kill herself.
I know you two were friends, so I'm telling you this in confidence. Virginia was being treated for depression. Her post-mortem revealed an extremely high concentration of MAOIs, much stronger than anything I had her on.
Jin was depressed?
No one knew. She said she didn't want to seem weak.
With everything we're on here, the hibernation cycles, all the boosters, you'd think there's a...
No, no. There would have been red flags if the antidepressants were reacting with the hibernation drug. No, she was troubled. Have you been taking the anti-anxiety medication I prescribed? Ezra, I'm trying to help you, but you have to let me. I'm going to recommend we keep you here, under observation, for 24 hours. Sorry, I have to...
Doc, I was wondering if you know anything about Bennett Shire. I know he was with Hawks and Foster on Mars. I was just looking for someone else I could talk to about losing a crew member.
Oh, well, I don't think Shire would be much help. He was predisposed to conditions that made coping with the loss of life on Mars impossible. He can't do anything for you. I'll have a room set up, just for the night.
Bennett Shire, S-H-I-R-E. What the fuck?
You know, we've been in the planning stages for over a decade. Every single Odyssey mission has been designed to feed talent and intel into Titan. We have more than enough qualified. Ezra, sit. When we announce the new candidate, you'll get the first call. Okay. Oh my God. Are you okay?
I'm not locked in my room. There's that.
I'm sorry I haven't come to see you. Everything is still a mess.
Can I talk to you about something? Just not in here.
Okay. One question. Why?
I don't want them listening.
Want them? With the project? Ezra, what do you...
I've been trying to find Bennett Shire. You remember him from...
Mars. Yeah, I don't think he wants to be found.
I know. Sard left me alone in the exam room this morning, so I used the computer to search for his records.
You did what?
There's something else. Sard tried putting me on anti-anxiety meds a few weeks back. I didn't take them. I flushed them. But they're in my blood work. How?
What?
Sard told me Jin was depressed, so I looked, and her workup showed that she was on antidepressants, but I talked to Sasha. She didn't know anything about it. Medication, diagnosis, nothing.
Ezra, that is not okay. None of that is, and it doesn't... You aren't making sense.
Listen, they're doctoring our records.
Ezra?
Sard's the top of the food chain. If he's not doing it, he knows who is. I can't talk to him.
Babe, you're having a hard time.
No.
Whatever you're doing or thinking, you need to stop. Ezra, you need to face what happened with Jin.
That's not what this is.
Then what is it? When you're ready to talk, we'll talk. But I can't. I have to go. I'm sorry.
Centrifuge, lights on.
Lights on.
Feel a little weird about this. Thought maybe coming back here where it happened might, I don't know. Maybe this is, you are in my head, so get the fuck out. Which is what you'd say to me, so there. I don't know what is happening to me, Jin. Whatever it is, it started before you were gone. I'm afraid of what I'm...
Centrifuge activated.
Whoa, wait, what? Emergency shutdown now!
Only authorized personnel can shut down a simulation.
Authorize me! If someone is in the control room, shut this down! This isn't a sim! I am inside the centrifuge! I am unsecured! You need to... Ow! Ow! God! Fuck! Alright, shut this down, I need to... Which one of these am I supposed to pull? I just need to... Fuck! Looks important. Nope! Ow! God!
System compromised.
Got it.
Hey! Stop! Stop, goddammit!
Son of a bitch.
Ezra, I don't...
You tried to kill me.
Ezra, this is some kind of mistake. Now, please... Let me...
Let what? Let you what?
Help!
Don't. Listen, I want to talk to Bennett Shire. You know where he is.
Yes, damn it.
Good. You're going to take me, and you're going to tell me everything. Or I'm going to kill you, Doc.
Next, on Wake Up, a slingshot story.
Hawks, we have to... Wait, I see her. I got her. That's Foster. Wait, what are you doing?
Urgent science does not allow for perfection. You get as close as you can and live with the difference. Put the tire iron down.
What did you do to Shire?
Nothing.
Stop crying!
This is Wake Up, a slingshot story, a three-part podcast event from LA Times Studios, paid for by Bleecker Street and Bluestone Entertainment, in support of the film Slingshot, only in theaters August 30th.